Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 3, verse 11. Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? Before sin, Adam and Eve had nothing to hide. After sin, they were suddenly aware of their flaws. Shame entered the picture, and with it came a new voice telling them, "You are not enough." God's question exposes something important. Shame doesn't come from God. God didn't tell them they were worthless, broken, or beyond hope. Sin did that. The lies did that. Those same voices are still loud today. You're not good enough. You've failed too badly. If people really knew you, they wouldn't accept you. God couldn't love someone like you. God asks, "Who told you that?" The world defines us by success, appearance, and performance. Our own hearts replay regrets and failures. But God defines us differently. He sees sinners worth saving. He sees broken people worth dying for. The truth is, we are more flawed than we want to admit, but more loved than we ever imagined. Jesus didn't come for people who had it all together. He came for people weighed down by shame. On the cross, Jesus took not just our sins, but our disgrace. He was mocked, rejected, and exposed so that we could be covered with forgiveness. When God looks at those who trust in Jesus, He doesn't see shame. He sees His beloved children. So when the voices rise, when shame tries to tell you who you are, listen instead to the God who asks, "Who told you that?" Then hear what He tells you instead. You are forgiven. You are loved. You are mine. Father, I confess that I listen to voices of shame instead of your truth. Forgive me for believing lies about myself and about you. Thank you for Jesus, who removes my guilt and gives me a new identity. Help me believe what you say about me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.